It's 11 over the man. Tip incomplete. San Francisco takes over, looking to take away the upset.
Now back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady with the call yesterday on Fox. What a hideous loss by the Philadelphia Eagles. An embarrassing end to their quest to repeat as Super Bowl champions, and a sterling, stellar, spectacular win for the San Francisco 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. Unbelievable stuff. What a sporting event yesterday in Philadelphia. And we'll break that game down coming up in just a moment, but didn't get the chance to do this in the opening segment because of the breaking news. And again, Packers trying to work out an extension to keep Matt LaFleur as the head coach moving forward in Green Bay. I told you why I think that's the right decision for the Packers to make. Not a lock that it happens. Still think he could end up elsewhere, but that seems to be the direction that things are trending towards right now, if you believe the reports from various NFL insiders. But I told you last week that heading into today, Monday, January 12th, this show would have one sole home on YouTube. We had multiple last week on the old BetMGM network page. That network no longer exists. The sole home to watch the show on YouTube right now, youtube.com/@TheKostos, youtube.com/@THEKOSTOS. And the chat was supremely active last week, and we love all the comments that we get in the YouTube chat. Want to read a couple now off the opening segments on the Packers-Bears game and the Matt LaFleur news. Our friend Derek Wagner: imagine what happens when Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator, gets a pass rusher next year to come after the quarterback. Matt LaFleur is going to be in trouble. Tough to disagree with that take, Derek, after what we saw on Saturday night. Our buddy Mark Summers says Matt LaFleur being on the staff of two of the biggest ever fourth quarter playoff collapses should be legacy defining. The other, of course, would be Super Bowl 51 with the Falcons yakking it away against the New England Patriots. Our friend Sports Wager: we only want to hear from Bear Down Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer. Well, don't you worry, because Bill may be leaving us to go to the Bears game this weekend. That is a true story. We shall see. I can tell you from our text conversation on Saturday night, Bill and the rest of the Bears fans, like Kenny Henderson, in ecstasy following this game on Saturday night. At Sage Shamrock 3485, Matt LaFleur should get the chop. Packers bottled that game. Sounds like a soccer fan. And M. Blazing thinks the Bears might have used AI to change the game plan going into the fourth. I don't know what it was, but whatever it was brilliant from the Chicago Bears. YouTube.com/@TheKostos, THEKOSTOS. The Philadelphia Eagles need to trade A.J. Brown, and they need to do it as soon as possible. Now, now that it's reached its conclusion, you know, because I thought the Eagles were going to win yesterday. I thought that they were going to beat the Bears next weekend if they played. I thought they would beat the Rams in the NFC Championship game and beat the Bills in Super Bowl 60. And even with all of that being said, like, I thought the Eagles were going to win, this was not exactly a fun season in Philadelphia. And I even described the Eagles' win against the Bills on the first edition of this show in the new time slot on Monday, December 29th, as being the Eagles having this unbelievable ability to win games and infuriate their fan base in the process, despite the fact that they win. So now that it's over, and there's no game next week, and there's no, well, the talent on the roster's still there, and Fangio's this great defensive coordinator, and they're the defending champs. Now that there's no game next week, we can say what a disappointing and miserable season this actually was for the Eagles. And it's one thing for a star player like A.J. Brown to be as dramatic as he is, while acknowledging, and hear me out, A.J. Brown is not a good wide receiver. He's a great wide receiver. He's one of the best receivers in the National Football League. Period. No debate. No one's saying he's not great. He's phenomenal. But if you're going to be as dramatic and petulant as he's been, and whether or not he has legitimate reason to feel that way, You have to be a professional and comport yourself in a professional way. And he has not done that. Whether it's passive-aggressive comments to the media, like you're dealing with a teenager, or cryptic posts on social media on Instagram, like a jilted lover. Like when I used to be involved in relationship heartbreak, and I would post like song quotes on Twitter, like an absolute loser. Like AJ Brown's got all the cryptic stuff on Instagram. Reading self-help books on the sideline during games. Joying with the head coach. Joying with the quarterback. You can do that. And you can get away with it. If your team wins. And if you show up in the big spots. Last year, AJ Brown was dramatic. And he was petulant. And the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So who cares? And my thought most of this season talking about A.J. Brown was, I don't care about any of this stuff because I still think they're going to win. And I have faith that he'll show up in a big spot. And yesterday, against the San Francisco 49ers, he no-showed in the big spot and had a couple different opportunities to make game-changing plays on good throws from Jalen Hurts and was unable to pull them in. Off his hands, to the ground, incomplete. Jawing with his head coach on the sideline, Nick Sirianni. Like, enough of this. Like, what? Doesn't take any questions from the media and bounces after the game. And like, I'm not trying to turn this into, you have to respect the media. That's not what this is. But it's a pattern of behavior that, again, you can get away with if you play well and if you win. But if you're going to no-show, and if your team's going to lose, then what's the point of all of this? Now that it's over, and there's no more games to be played, and there's no more rationalizing it and spinning it forward, we can say that the Philadelphia Eagles are rotten. That the culture is rotten with this team. And if you're going to have designs on getting back to the playoffs next year, winning a third straight NFC East, making a run at another Super Bowl, you got to do something. You got to change the culture a little bit. And he's got to go. He did great, you won your championship, and you can never take down the banner. Never. And all of the nonsense this season was worth it for the Super Bowl. All the nonsense will be worth it for another 5 years since you won the one championship. But moving forward, this can't go on. Jalen Hurts isn't going anywhere. You just signed him to the huge deal. He won Super Bowl MVP less than 12 months ago. He's not going anywhere. Nick Sirianni shouldn't be going anywhere, and I don't think he will. He just won the Super Bowl. A.J. Brown's the big move that has to be made. And he'll have no shortage of suitors. Maybe he ends up with his old coach Mike Vrabel in New England next year. Maybe it's Josh Allen and the Bills. We'll see. And he'll probably put up huge numbers. He's great. And whether or not it's his fault that this season didn't go the way he wanted it to, or a lot of people, including me, who bet the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. It went the way he did. It did. He acted the way he did. And that's it. And now, he's got to go. And so, too, you better you bet on this Monday, Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports, so, too, does Kevin Petullo. When we look back on it, you know, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 15 years from now, I think that we'll look back on the 1 year, because there's no way he's coming back. And if he does, like, there should be a federal investigation as to why. Like, why Kevin Petullo keeps on as the offensive coordinator of the Eagles. He's going to get fired, and he should be fired. And, like, I'm not into, like, calling for people to lose their jobs, but let's be honest. This guy can't come back. He can't with how it went this season. Kevin Petullo has to go. And there's a case to be made. He should have to stand trial. These are crimes, football crimes against humanity. He should have to stand trial before Nicolas Maduro for what the Eagles offense turned into. This bastardized version of an offense. It was offensive. You can't have this. He's got to go. And if you're Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles, you're Nick Sirianni, the head coach, I don't know how you're not on the phone with Mike McDaniel right now to try and bring him in as the new offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can't have this. So just to sum up the Eagles and their season here. Is it a disaster now that it's over? Now can we say that? Yes. To lose as a big favorite, and how about all that steam on Philadelphia in the betting market? Out from 3.5 to 6. San Fran outright. Unfortunately, closing line value doesn't pay for groceries. Because if it did, let me tell you, my refrigerator would be absolutely stocked. Yes, it's a disaster. But you also won the Super Bowl the year before. So it's worth it. You can deal with it, I believe, if you're an Eagles fan. Which I'm not, but just saying. That would be my advice, the Eagles fans. You just won. But now changes have to be made. And I believe they will. As for the San Francisco 49ers, I really feel dumb, which is like a fairly normal feeling for me, if I'm being honest. Just being real. I feel like an idiot for looking past the San Francisco 49ers heading into this game. Because for me, I felt like San Fran's kind of got no chance. Da-na-na-na-na-na. That they're the walking wounded. The defense doesn't have enough horses. And the Eagles are way more talented. And what we got yesterday in Philly was an absolute masterclass by Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. Consider this. All the excuses that we in the media and that NFL fans in general will make for teams that suffer injuries. George Kittle blew out his Achilles during yesterday's game, which is a horrible injury for what, by all accounts, is one of the good guys in the NFL. That happens during the game. There are a lot of teams and offenses and coaching staffs that would just fold, like you fold in that moment. On the road in a spot like that, losing a player, the heart and soul of your team, one of the hearts and souls of the team, like George Kittle. So Kittle, obviously, is done for the rest of the year. A 32, who knows when he'll be back. They lost Nick Bosa earlier in the year for the year. Maybe Fred Warner will come back, but they lost him for the vast majority of the season. So with Kittle, Warner, and Bosa, these are three Hall of Fame, Canton-caliber players that the Niners lost. No one makes excuses. They keep on trucking. Keep on winning games. Here's my question for everybody. If you traded Kyle Shanahan for Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo, so Shanahan is coaching the Eagles yesterday and calling the plays for the Eagles, and Sirianni and Petullo are calling the plays and running the offense for the 49ers, who wins the game? Who wins? Kyle Shanahan will beat you with his team? And he could also beat you with your team. And as I think about it, like, because he's not going to win Coach of the Year. He's not, because they lost in the final game of the season to Seattle. He's not going to win Coach of the Year. He is the Coach of the Year, though. And I'm not saying that he should win the award, just saying, like, he's the best coach in the NFL this season. Period. And the fact that he doesn't have a Super Bowl, and I don't think he's going to win it this year, again, like, I think there's too many injuries. And Brock Purdy was terrible in the game yesterday, and they still won. You can make a case that right now, in the history of the National Football League, Kyle Shanahan and Marv Levy are atop the list of best coaches to not win a Super Bowl championship. I put him above Marty Schottenheimer, Dan Reeves, Don Coryell, Bud Grant. It's Shanahan and it's Marv Levy. That's the list. Best coaches to never win a championship. Now, I don't know if the Niners are going to win coming up on Saturday in Seattle against the Seahawks. That will mark 2 weeks to the day that the Seahawks shove them into a locker in Week 18 to win the NFC West and claim home field advantage. But here's what I do know. Seattle's a touchdown favorite. Count out Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers at your own risk. I made that mistake yesterday against the Eagles. I don't think I'm going to make it this weekend going into Seattle to take on Mike McDonald and the Seahawks. We'll take a quick break here on this magnificent Football Monday, and on the other side, why the Buffalo Bills should be the favorite to win the AFC, and why I think Josh Allen finally gets to his first Super Bowl here on You Better You Bet.